Last year, Plano City Council approved the redevelopment of the shops at Willow Bend. Macy's was set to be one of the development's key tenants. But this month, the retailer announced the store's closure, complicating things. The plans have changed slightly and maybe for the better. Plano's Planning and Zoning Commission passed developer Centennial's new plans on February 3, 2025. As the project, called The Bend, will soon head to the City Council, the team behind the redevelopment is confident that their vision will soon become a reality. What are the plans for Willow Bend Mall? The development will help Plano become more pedestrian-friendly. Photo. Centennial. The shops at Willow Bend opened in early August 2001, a month before September 11, not exactly an ideal time for retail shopping. The mall's luck didn't get much better in the following years, and it changed hands several times. There were repeated revitalization plans, but none of them stuck. That is, until now. The Bend's developers hope to turn that around and are planning a residential, retail, and entertainment hub. According to Michael Platt, Executive Vice President of Mixed-Use Development at Centennial, the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission expressed approval of the new direction. Retailers like Dillard's, Neiman Marcus, and the Crayola Experience will continue to be included in the redevelopment plans. John Tassar's Knife Steakhouse will also remain a fixture. What's changed? An overhead of what's expected, minus Macy's. Photo. Centennial. With Macy's closing, Centennial needed to fill that space and introduced mid-rise residential units where the department store currently stands. Macy's was a cornerstone of that prior development, Platt told Local Profile. Now with them leaving the property here at the end of this quarter, we felt like it was appropriate to pivot. In fact, we needed to pivot. As a result, we've got a great new plan. The addition of new single-family residential units will not exceed the previously approved total of 965 residential units for the site. This change of plans gives around 300 of those units a central location, enhancing the vibrancy of the mall and offering a new, convenient lifestyle for residents. These new units are expected to cater to a range of demographics, from young professionals to families, with a mix of 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartments. Adding residential space will create synergy with the existing retail and entertainment offerings, fostering a community that supports cafes, restaurants, fitness centers, and retailers. The presence of residential tenants is widely regarded as a key ingredient in the success of mixed-use developments, as it helps create a thriving atmosphere that benefits both the residents and the businesses around them. Basically, the new mid-rise residential building could make The Bend even better. Bringing in a residential consumer to the site has been proven to be a benefit to the vibrancy and success of the retailers, whether that be cafes, restaurants, fitness centers, or shops, Platt said. They really create a great synergy. A path to revitalization. The plans will bring new restaurants and retail to the area. Photo. Centennial. If all goes as planned, the final approval by the City Council on February 24, 2025, will be a key milestone. Once the approval is secured, the development team is prepared to move forward quickly with securing financing, finalizing partnerships, and preparing for construction. Plans are already in place to begin work on the site by the end of the year, with construction fencing expected to be erected in the latter part of 2025. The transformation of the shops at Willow Bend into The Bend is poised to be a major development for Plano, breathing new life into the beleaguered property. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.